America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I want to do a little deeper dive on the Cavs here and take a look at what they've put together. I mentioned to Sam, 14 of the 17 players of the guys on their roster right now, and you're allowed to have a couple of two-way guys and everything else, so there are 17 players. 14 of them were with the team last year. The new guys are JT Thor, Jalen Tyson, and Luke Travers, who's a draft choice out of Australia a couple of years back. Jalen Tyson, this year's first-round pick, who I think could be really interesting here because he brings a skill set to that small forward spot that I think is really pretty good. I think one thing, the biggest task maybe facing Kenny Atkinson is growth. And as Sam pointed out, Evan Mobley, the key guy there. It's a big part of the reason Kenny Atkinson was brought in. I couldn't agree with him more. To me, it might be the most important thing. And I gave you the numbers. They've been flat since he's come into the league. That flat's not bad. Flat's pretty good. But flat is flat. And when you have a guy who you think is as talented as Evan, who you took with the third pick in the draft, you want more than basically 15 points a game. And you want more than 12 shots per game. And that's basically what he's averaged in each of his three seasons, Dan.
So what really stood out in that game was the fact that they really were putting the ball in his hands and letting him operate from not only the top of the key, but from the elbow as well. They really
and create a little of his own offense.
Exactly. Yeah. They wanted him to be a focal point in what they were doing on the offensive side and even bringing the ball up the floor, which the first time he did it was a little like, oh, okay, buddy, let's settle it down here a smidge. Yeah.
He did and that then just, it got better. Just a touch last year with JB.
Well, he's
just the touch.
Definitely did it more. And again, it's one game, so you take it with a grain
right.
of salt.
And they had it well under control.
Yeah, he was doing that a good amount in this one. It was real impressive.
The one thing I wonder about, and clearly Evan is the man that, okay, let's see what Kenny Atkinson's presence does to Evan Mobley. There are two other guys I think are critical in this too. And one is Darius Garland. I've mentioned Darius. His numbers were down last season in most of the key categories. Scoring, assists, field goal percentage, three-point percentage were all down. He did have the eye issue, if you remember, and had some other injury things. But Darius's scoring, assists, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, all down last season from previous years. And scoring isn't the only or the best indicator of what kind of a player you are. And I hope that Darius can play point guard and be content being the point guard, which doesn't mean you're not getting your points. You know, you're still going to be able to score. And Dan and I had talked about this in the commercial break. And Andy, I think he can, and I think he could actually be better if he kind of has more of a point guard mentality than a scoring guard mentality. And not saying that he didn't have the point guard mentality in the past, but I think if you really focus on that with this team, because if you can develop Evan as the scoring threat you hope that he can become, you don't want him competing with both Donovan and no. Darius for shots.
No, isn't the task here for Kenny to give these guys the role that's going to be most beneficial? Because last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, start with Evan, as you guys were just talking about a second. It's about him being aggressive. Now, you can say whatever you want about Toronto. There was a little pep in his step last night. His ability got hot, started shooting, went to the basket, ended up with big rebounds last night. That's the kind of Evan Mobley I think we want to see. And if you can draw up this Darius Garland that you want to see, the way, Jeff, you just explained it, now, all of a sudden, you're looking at that, and you're like, well, then we can just go to the big guy when we need points. And it's just more role-defining, I think. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like a better game plan than, okay, who's going to be the leading scorer tonight? Because there were a lot of times I would watch last year, and I'm like, okay, we're going to watch four on five. Because that's what I felt like. Because, you know, when Darius would get the ball, okay, then he was the superstar. Or Donovan was trying to be the contract itself. And the way you look at the way this roster is constructed, Donovan needs to be that guy, right? But Mobley also needs to be the other guy. And Darius has the opportunity to be the man that makes it happen for both those guys. I think when I watch, but it's just, it needs to be more streamlined, and hopefully what we saw last night is where we're going to get, but you're not going to be up 30 on most teams in the NBA
I think
on any given night.
I think really good NBA teams, Andy, have three really good, at least three, but three really good offensive options. And that doesn't necessarily just mean scoring. You know, it means three really good offensive players. And I think Evan Mobley has been a pretty good offensive player. And if you can get him up to, you know, really good offensive player and keep Darius as a really good offensive player and happy in just a tweaked role, I think that might be critical. One other guy I wonder about, they love Isaac Okoro. They brought him back, but he was out there a long time as a restricted free agent. Finally did bring him back. I wonder if there's more offense there for Isaac. He's shot a career-high 39% on threes last year, which is better. But one reason you shoot well on threes sometimes in the NBA is if the other team doesn't respect your three and leaves you alone. And in the postseason, he shot just over 25% on threes. So, you know, if you're a really good three-point shooter, you hit your threes, regardless of, you know, when it is. I wonder if they can bring Isaac along. His scoring average last season was 9.4, which was his best since his rookie year when it was 9.6. So we've not really seen the growth there, though he's added a three-point element a little bit. And I don't think it's as big of an element as most folks seem to think it is with Isaac Okoro. I think if he can grow his offensive game in Kenny Atkinson's system, I think that would help the team as well because he's going to get some minutes. Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin?
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good, good.
Fantastic. I win last night. I tell you, first game of the season, so I don't want to get too crazy about it, but boy, it was awesome. Throw a few numbers at you guys. Assist for the Cavs, 29. Toronto had 25. Blocks, 9 for the Cavs, 6 for Toronto. Last year, we averaged 37 three-pointers. Last night, we only shot 30, which led to the biggest number of all points in the paint. Us was 68, Toronto was 38. This is the offense, as you guys know, I've been screaming since last year. You got two big guys. You got lanes open. Pound them in the paint. This persistence last year of constantly jacking threes up drove me crazy over and over again. So, yeah, the three-point has a good part of the game, no doubt about it. It can be very helpful. But, man, when you got this roster, take advantage of that open. Just pound them in the paint. Nothing better than watching Mobley and Allen just dunking it over these guys. I mean, that was so fun to watch. Now, again, first game, I don't want to get too crazy, but if this is the direction the team is going, I think that is a major direction in the positive way for this team, and I think we can be a extremely difficult team to beat if this is what the focus is going to be for us moving forward.
Kevin, thank you very much. Another guy, there are two guys, Andy, I think, who are really interesting, who, if they become something here, might really...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Change some people's thoughts on things. One is Ty Jerome, who played last night and was really good. Now, again, you know, he played 19 minutes. The game was out of hand. He came in, had 14 points and 6 assists in his 19 minutes. You're not going to get that every night out of him. You're not going to give him the opportunity probably to get that most nights. But one thing to keep in mind about him, he played the Golden State Warriors when Kenny Atkinson was an assistant coach there.
Right.
So Kenny knows him a little bit, and Ty was here last year but didn't play. He was out with, you know, injury all season, played in only two games. But he played 45 the year before with Golden State when Atkinson was there and was okay in 18 minutes a game, just under 7 points with 3 assists per game. If you can get some good backup help at point guard, and he's a true point guard at 6'5", that could be really nice. And I mentioned Jalen Tyson, who is their first-round draft choice, and wing player, 6'6". Maybe this is just me. I don't like the fact that he played at three different colleges in 3 years.
No, that's, you might as well get over that now.
Yeah, I know.
That seems
I know.
To be the norm.
But he was really good the last time out, and at 6'6", he can do a lot of things. And I hope he can become a guy who can fill what still looks like a pretty major hole at small forward. You know, Caris LeVert will get some of those minutes. I think Caris is mainly a two guard, but Caris can play out on the wing. Isaac Okoro, I'm hoping Jalen Tyson can take some of those minutes, because I think Jalen brings more to the offensive side of the game than Isaac does, and I think that could be a huge help.
Jalen also, going back to that playing for three different colleges thing, I mean, they were all good schools. It wasn't like...
No, I know. It's just weird to me.
You know, it's not like he had to prove himself early on. I mean, you're at Texas, then you're at Texas Tech, and then you're at Cal, so...
Yeah, I know.
Maybe his family moved. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe they wanted to move around a little bit.
Thomas is in Shaker. Thomas, welcome.
Hey, Jeff. I always love talking basketball hoops with you. You do such a great job with it.
Thanks, Thomas.
So,
Andy's good, too.
I used to be. Yeah, back when I had the
Andy,
job.
Andy, you're amazing.
Yeah, I'll be along for the ride, Thomas. Keep going. All good. I'll be Barney in the back seat on this. So let's go, Flintstones. Get your feet moving. Go ahead.
Anyway, I really enjoyed watching Evan Mobley last night. It felt like ever since game two of the Celtics series, Evan Mobley really found himself. And it just felt like, when you watch him play, that was a consistent thing of him scoring 19 points in the first half, and him just, he looks bigger, he looks faster, he looks more like a man. It's year four. This is the year that he's supposed to take off. Now, as far as Darius Garland go, I have a lot of love and respect for Darius Garland. He's a great player. It just doesn't feel like he fits. And as soon as somebody becomes available for trade, a small forward, I think the Cavs have to jump on it and figure out a way to trade Darius Garland for a possible wing in the future. Because I don't think Darius Garland fits. I think that it's going to stunt the growth of his team if we do not find a good small forward. That's just me. Thank you, sir.
Thomas, that's interesting. Maybe Tyson becomes that guy. But I don't think you need to, have to, want to trade Darius Garland. The only thing, you know, after a 30-point win last night, Andy, that's a big deal. But if by chance this doesn't go the way you want it to in the first couple of months of the season, after changing head coaches and bringing in an offensive-minded coach, and the offense doesn't look, if by chance it doesn't look quite like you want it to, I think Darius is the obvious piece to move. Because if you put a different point guard next to Donovan Mitchell, who maybe you would get in a trade, or if you put a different small forward out on the floor, other than Max Strus when he's healthy, and Max is going to be out for a while. I mean, if anything needs to happen on this team, I think Darius is the trade piece. We'll see if they feel that needs to happen. The ideal world is you figure it out with Darius and Donovan and Evan and make it really sing offensively. That's ideal for the Cavs. They're all under contract, and they're all young. And they're all good.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.